heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is healing the whole person.
Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is healing the whole person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Call now with your question, 224-585-WSFI. That's 224-585-9734. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your moderator, Bill Snyder, for today's episode, and we are blessed to be joined by Father Jim Curtin as our host. He is the pastor of St. Denis Parish in Lockport, Illinois. Welcome to the program, Father. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here to speak to everyone today. My name was mentioned. I'm Father Jim Curtin. I'm the pastor at St. Denis Catholic Church in Lockport, Illinois. And we're going to continue our talking about healing the whole person. One of the things I have not talked on my Thursday show is talking about the prerequisite for healing. And I found this over years of praying for people that the prerequisite is forgiveness. And that's what I'd like to speak about today. The need for forgiveness and how it is a precursor to actually being healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray with many people over the years, and sometimes a person is not healed physically and there's a blockage there. And after talking to the person for a while, oftentimes that blockage is a lack of forgiveness in their life. So I'd like to speak for you for a few minutes about what forgiveness is, why it's important and necessary in each of our lives. Forgiveness, simply stated, involves when we think or judge that someone has wronged us, has done us wrong, has hurt us. For a Christian, to forgive is to say and to feel in our hearts, I forgive you for what you have done to me in the name of Jesus Christ. If you just say to someone after they've hurt you or you're trying to reconcile with them, it's okay, I forgive you that you hurt me, it's not enough. Always say the words, in the name of Jesus Christ, because there's power in the name of Jesus Christ, and there's not that same power when we forgive just in our name. The secret of true forgiveness and healing is to forgive in the name of Jesus Christ. What lack of forgiveness does, I just want you to imagine in your mind this happening to you. When you don't forgive someone who's injured you, you unconsciously attach an invisible chain around your ankle and that person's ankle also. And that chain can exist for years. So whenever you think of that person, there's a pull on the chain. You feel a little anger or resentment or hurt, or just, you know, you don't feel peace when that name of that person comes up or you think of that person or someone brings it up in conversation. So you are chained to that person in a spiritual sense until you forgive them. When we forgive someone in the name of Jesus, we become free and we release that person so that God can work with that other person. In other words, God can touch that person and change that person. It's not your responsibility to change that person. Your responsibility in love is to forgive that person for hurting you. There are lots of reasons why we don't forgive other people who hurt us. One of them is we believe that we're punishing the offender by not forgiving them. I'll get even with them. I won't think about them. I won't talk with them. I won't forgive them. You hold them in bondage, but you also hold your own self in bondage. Oftentimes, we believe that the person who hurt us is not worthy for what they have done. Therefore, we cannot forgive them. We might need to reconcile with the other person, but we don't want a relationship with that person. In other words, if I forgive you, I have to go back and restore the relationship with you. Forgiveness does not mean there must be a reconciliation or reconnecting with the person who hurt you. Jesus Christ has asked us to forgive, That is mandatory. Reconciliation is not. If you have a question during any of this broadcast today, call 224-585-9734. If you'd like to receive healing prayer or you'd like to talk about forgiveness in your life, please call 224-585-9734. Forgiveness does not mean you release the boundaries and open yourself up to further abuse. When people hurt us, trust is broken. Trust in another person always must be earned, and usually that takes time to reestablish that trust. It's important to remember that forgiveness does not remove the power of memory over your life. You still remember what happened to you. It doesn't erase that at all. But the sting eventually will not be there anymore. You're forgiving someone, you're not excusing their behavior. Forgiveness means that you must release what you are owed and give your offenders what they deserve. Forgiveness is releasing someone from your hook and hopefully transferring them to the hook of Jesus. I like that imagery. It's removing them from your hook and let Jesus hook them. Why do we forgive? Well, it's really easily, and it's poured out very easily in the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us in the way that we forgive others. That's the key. We're asking God to forgive us in the same way that I forgive other people. So to forgive is healthy. I always speak of forgiveness as the opposite side of a coin. And one side of the coin is the word love, and the other side is forgiveness. But they're really the same thing. When we forgive someone else, we're loving them, and we're also loving ourselves. All of us, myself included, we have suffered from people who have offended us and hurt us. Think back to our childhood, how we were treated growing up, emotionally, physically. Sometimes we suffer hurts. Many people in the listening audience have suffered sexual abuse growing up as a child. In school, we've been made fun of. Perhaps in our life, we've been bullied or belittled. We have suffered betrayals. All those things call for forgiveness on our part towards the offender. What happens when we don't forgive? We create a wall between ourselves and the person that hurt us. And oftentimes the prayers for healing for us, especially if someone's praying for us for physical healings, it can't penetrate that wall. There's a spiritual wall there that doesn't allow the power of God, the angels, the ministering angels of healing, to come into our lives. When unforgiveness is present in our life, we hold on to that anger or rage. We are easily weighed down and worn out. We take that burden off ourselves when we forgive, and we live now in the freedom of Jesus. When unforgiveness remains in our heart, eventually, this is really important, a stronghold of bitterness grows within our heart. Many Christians are not familiar with the term stronghold. I want to define that for you. A stronghold is an ingrained, repetitive thinking process your mind regularly travels down. I'll repeat that. A stronghold is an ingrained, repetitive thinking process your mind regularly travels down. How you think determines how you see yourself, how you see the world around you, how you see others and God. When ungodly strongholds exist in you, we become a slave to our thoughts, and those thoughts control our behavior instead of controlling your own thoughts. Many people become frozen in anger and bitterness. It affects everything in their life. Without forgiveness, you give Satan an opportunity, power, and a place of operation, an area of legal control over you. Again, I want to give you that number to call in for your questions or for healing prayer, 224-585-9734. Often we become bitter or angry when we have unfilled expectations, like in our marriage or parenting or friendships. When we have unrealistic expectations of other people, they don't meet them, often anger results, bitterness, and sometimes we feel right not to forgive others. The truth is, if we receive the grace and forgiveness of God, you give up your right to retain an offense. If you choose to receive God's forgiveness, you release all personal rights to hang on to bitterness. Finally, forgiveness is the key to healing. When we forgive, there's a release in our bodies, and we are able to receive the power of God in our bodies. Finally, when we forgive the unseen world, the spiritual world around us is altered. Whenever we do something in agreement with heaven, there's a shift in the atmosphere around us. Angels are activated and demons become unbound. Finally, forgiveness just makes good sense. It is a spiritual law, and we are commanded to do it by God Himself. The offender still has the power over you until you forgive. That ought to irritate you, if nothing else. If we don't forgive, that person still has power over me. And finally, I'd like to say that there's three areas where we need to forgive. We need to forgive ourselves, we need to forgive other people, and we need to forgive God. God doesn't need our forgiveness, but we need to forgive God. I want to say a forgiveness prayer with you right now, and you can plug a name of someone that God will give you that you have offended you. In the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive as I have been forgiven. I now choose to forgive. You put a name in there or names of people. I now choose to forgive. Name the person in your mind and heart. I release any right I have retained to bring revenge on that person or persons. I release them from my hands and place them in your hands, Jesus, my just judge. I break every curse I have sent to them and call forth a blessing to them instead. Thank you, Father, for the grace to forgive and the power to live in freedom through Christ our Lord. Amen. I look forward to talking to you or hearing your questions on the phone now. This is Father Jim Curtin.
Yes, Father Jim, thank you so much for your wisdom and your grace. What I'm going to do is just in a little bit, we're going to take a break on WSFI Healing the Whole Person. We'll take a break and we'll come back and take listener phone calls. Right now, the lines are open. We haven't received any phone calls yet, so I do want to give that number out once again. That number is 224-585-9734. Again, the number, 224-585-9734. That is the number to call. If you would like to speak with Father Jim Curtin, he will pray with you on the air right now, right during this radio program. So thank you so much for listening here to Healing the Whole Person. We'll take that break and be right back after these messages.
At 7 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday to WSFI Spotlight, a half-hour conversation with outstanding Catholics from our community and around the world. WSFI Spotlight re-airs on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. or listen on demand anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIRadio.org for more information. It's WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light. Only on WSFI Catholic Radio, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio.
My name is Father John Grigas. I'm the rector of the Shrine of St. Max and Colby at Marytown. I'm a priest, and as priests, we are responsible for forming you in the presence of Christ through the sacraments, through the preaching, through everything else. But you are the Christ that goes out into the world and brings the good news. And WSFI is one of the main means. And so God bless all that WSFI does. And please support WSFI in whatever means that you can so that this wonderful station may continue to broadcast the good news and evangelize our culture.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I am your host, Bill Snyder. I'm your moderator, Bill Snyder. Our host is Father Jim Curtin. He is from St. Denis in Lockport, Illinois. And Father Jim, we have several people who, over the course of the week, have written us different correspondence for the program. A lot of people do that. I want to give our email out as well. It's prayers@wsfiradio.org. Again, it's prayers@wsfiradio.org. And you can email us your question during the week, and we'll make sure to get it on the air for you. So, Father Jim, I have a bunch of email questions, and I would like to read some of those intentions as well and remind listeners that the phone lines are open. You can call 224-585-9734. Again, that's 224-585-WSFI. And we have a question, or we have a prayer request for someone from our studio audience. It says, someone in my family has bipolar disorder. He becomes paranoid and makes life miserable for his wife and kids. Can you ask the Holy Spirit to lead him in healing? We do not have a name.
Yes, do I have a first name?
We actually don't.
Okay. Well, I want to just talk about bipolars for a moment and schizophrenic. Oftentimes, there's a chemical imbalance in the brain when someone has that condition. The other possibility is the person has been cursed or there's a demonic influence in that person's life. And since I'm not talking to that person, don't know, it's very difficult to answer that question. But I'm going to have a healing service here at St. Denis that I want to promote in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be on April the 15th, Friday night at 7 o'clock. And the woman I'm bringing in is Susan Starr. She has prayed for many people with bipolar, schizophrenics, and she has had a great deal of success in bringing healing and peace to the people suffering from those diseases or sicknesses or curses or demonic whatever influence. So I'll say a prayer now for that person, but I would invite you to come to St. Denis on April the 15th, Friday night at 7 p.m. at our church. We're going to have a healing service. It'll probably go on for about three hours and pray for over people for various sicknesses and illnesses. Lord Jesus, I ask your Holy Spirit to come down upon this person, Lord, and bring healing to them. I ask that you go into their brain, Lord, and begin to restore what is not normal there, the nerve endings, the how the brain functions, Lord. I ask for healing there. I ask that your Spirit come upon it, Lord. I'm kind of locked up here because I don't know if it is a spirit, but if it is a spirit is schizophrenic or bipolar, whatever spirit it might be, Lord, I command in the name of Jesus to leave and go to the foot of the cross. And I thank you for hearing this prayer, Lord. I praise you and I give you glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father, for your prayers. And we have also have a Judith who has Parkinson's disease, and she also has an intestinal obstruction. Can we pray for Judith?
Judith, is she online right now or just has a request?
No, this is just a request via email.
All right. Lord Jesus, we lift up Judith, Lord, with her condition, Lord. We ask that you bring healing upon her body. I ask the Holy Spirit to come down upon her now, wherever she's at. I ask for anointing of your Spirit upon her, Lord. I ask to go inside her body, Lord, to those organs that are being affected. And I ask that you loosen the Spirit among her and in her and over her and under her and around her, Lord, that she may feel the power of Jesus. And I thank you, and in Jesus' name be healed, Judith. In Jesus' name be healed. And I thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, and I give you great glory and power. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayer this day. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. We also have a request for Marie Loftus. She is 96 years old and dying. So could you just say a prayer for her?
Sure. I pray for Marie right now, Lord. She's lived a full life. I thank you for all the love that you've given her in her lifetime, Lord. I pray that she might be at peace, Lord, right now. And I pray also, as I said in my talk today, if she has not forgiven anyone who has offended her or hurt her throughout her life, I ask her to forgive that person or persons in the name of Jesus now, that the peace of God may come upon you that's beyond all human understanding. So I ask peace to be with you, peace to be around you, peace to be inside you. We ask this in your name, Jesus, for your honor and glory forever and ever.
Amen. Thank you so much. Again, listeners, we do have an open phone line for you. That is 224-585-9734. Again, 224-585-9734. Please give us a call, and we can get you on the air with Father Jim Curtin, and he can pray with you right now. Again, 224-585-9734.
I would like to go over some healing quotes from Scripture. For all of your listening audience, when you read Scripture out loud, especially the promises of Scripture, especially the promises regarding healing, it releases into the supernatural that power of the Word of God, and it will not come back not fulfilled. And I want to just talk about that for a moment, that death and life, Scripture says, are in the power of the tongue. That's why I speak healing prayer out loud. The spoken word has power to bless and the power to kill. So reading Scripture out loud releases healing into the supernatural. I'll read a couple scriptures right now. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not his benefits, who forgives all of our sins and heals all of our diseases. So if you say that out loud, Lord, you promise in Scripture, heal all our diseases. I pray that out loud with faith, healing will come to you. Another scripture quote, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. That's from James 5. The Lord will raise him or her up. If he has committed any sins, they will be forgiven. When you're sick, you confess that you're healed out loud, and you say, by the blood of Jesus, I am healed. You're calling for what God has already been given to you, even as not manifest in your body. In other words, Jesus has healed all sickness and disease when he died on the cross 2,000 years ago. So when you call upon the healing power of God in your life and say, Jesus, heal me, wherever you are listening to this, say, Jesus, heal me, and name what you want to be healed of, it releases into the supernatural the power of God. Even though it hasn't manifested in your body, God has already granted you the healing because he's your loving Father.
Beautiful, Father. We do have a couple more requests that have kind of come in. Again, we don't have anybody on the phone, so in the last few minutes of the program, we still can take a phone call. Again, 224-585-9734, 224-585-9734. 585-9734. If the Holy Spirit's putting it on your heart right now to speak to Father Curtin, we will get you on the air. Again, it's 224-585-9734. We also have a John from Wadsworth who is in need of prayer, suffering from pancreatic cancer. Can we pray for that? Oh, sure. I'm sorry, it's Jim. Jim, not John.
Jim, we lift you up, Jim, to the Lord. We ask the Lord, we invite the Holy Spirit to come to that area of your body that has pancreatic cancer. Lord Jesus, when you encountered a fig tree that didn't bear fruit, you cursed it and it died. And so things that are not living the way you should, I curse that cancer in your body, Jim. I curse it in the name of Jesus. And I curse it and I ask God to begin to kill every cell that's in your body in the pancreas area that has cancer. I ask him to kill those cells one by one that you may recover. And I thank you, Jesus, for hearing this prayer. We pray this in faith over the air, Lord, and I pray for all people right now on the air who have cancer. And I ask that you, if you think of someone with cancer, lift that person up now. And Lord, we ask that healing prayer to go forth throughout the area, Lord, and begin to heal. And we curse all forms of cancer in people's bodies, Lord. And I thank you for hearing that prayer, Lord Jesus, that we say with power and faith. And I thank you for healing and bringing healing to Jim and to all the Jims out there who have cancer, male and female. I thank you, Jesus, for hearing this prayer. We praise your name forever and ever. Amen.
All right, Father. And I also have a John Pettigo. He has many special intentions that he has asked to pray for, in particular, the Zot family, and all his cousins and relatives who are out of the church, that they may come back to the Catholic Church and for that healing of family to occur.
Lord, we ask that you bring healing to those people, Lord, that don't know you, to bring them back to whatever church, to bring them back to the Catholic Church or a Catholic or whatever church it might be, Lord, to bring them back to you, Lord, because you're the source of all life and goodness. Bring them back to you, Lord. So we ask the power of God to go forth and touch the hearts and lives and minds of those people who have drifted from you, whether it be this family or any family, Lord. We ask them, we call them back to your sacred heart, Lord. We call them back to your presence. We call them back to worship and praise. We call them back to greater prayer, Lord. May your grace be released in this year of mercy, Lord, and grace. May your mercy be released on those people who do not know you, who has not entered into a personal relationship with you, Lord. I ask that you bless everyone that's listening today, Lord. I ask that you bless them with health and healing. But may the power of God come upon them. Wherever they sit right now or listen to this program, Lord, forth go forth. The peace of Christ go forth. We ask this in your name, Jesus, that your Father in heaven may receive glory and praise and honor forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Father Jim, thank you so much for being with us here on this episode of Healing the Whole Person. I want to remind our listeners that they can hear this program each and every Thursday here live on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, 3:30 p.m. They can also subscribe to our podcast, which is available on the iTunes store and also the Stitcher application. If they subscribe, they can find recordings of these podcasts. And please write us your prayer intentions at prayers@wsfiradio.org. Again, it's prayers@wsfiradio.org. Father, I have just about 30 seconds. Can you give us your priestly blessing?
To Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program or to purchase additional CD copies, please call us at 224-206-8455.
That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at WSFIradio.org.
Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.